Thanks for contacting Crafty Video Membership. My name is Tira, so can you please provide me with your email address to get started?
Yes, it's M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, B as in Boy, D as in David, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, K as in Kiss at Gmail.
And can you verify the address that's on the account?
P.O. Box 83, Greenville, Maine.
And I do see that you are a premium member. How can I assist you today?
Okay. I had called about an hour and a half ago and spoke with someone by the name of Joe. He said he was a supervisor. Now, I have been a member for several years. And in December, I was charged my annual fee of $126.60. I am currently out of work, unable to work due to COVID, and I need to have this amount refunded because I'm not able to pay this at this time.
Okay, you spoke with Joe, the supervisor?
That's what he said he was. He was a very rude gentleman. He said it would have to be prorated, and I said, why would it have to be prorated? I have been a member in good standing for years. I'm unable to pay the amount. I have not purchased any classes, you know, at all for this membership. It's not like I'm returning anything. It's not like you have to restock anything. I don't understand why the full amount can't be refunded since I have been a member for so long. And he said the system was down. He couldn't help me. He would call me back. That was an hour and a half ago. He never called me back. I gave him my email. He never emailed me back. So I'm not trying to take it out on you, ma'am. Please excuse me. I'm a little bit frustrated. But I would like this amount credited full in full because I cannot pay it. And everyone else that I've talked to and explained the situation about the COVID pandemic understands. Now, if I could understand if I had purchased classes, but I have not purchased any classes with this annual membership fee, and I've always paid in good standing all the other years. So I don't understand why this person named Joe, the supervisor, who would not give me his last name, but has never called me back and never emailed me back, why this full amount could not be refunded. It was charged to my PayPal on December 24th. And I will say, just, you know, again, I'm not trying to take this out on you, but I will say that I'm very frustrated. And if the full amount can't be refunded, I'm going to go to PayPal, which is the company I paid through, and I'm going to go, you know, to fight this because I'm very upset at this point.
Okay, give me just a second.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you're getting caught in the middle of this. So, like I said, I'm not trying to take it out on you, but this Joe guy was not helpful at all. He actually should not be in customer service.
Okay, so the only thing I can do, being that he's a supervisor, and I do apologize for this on his behalf, I can issue a refund for $112.38.
Why can't you do the full amount?
I can't go over a supervisor, ma'am.
Well,
I can transfer you back to him.
Pardon me?
I can transfer you back over, but I can't go over a supervisor.
Well, is there another supervisor besides this guy named Joe? And is there a supervisor by the name of Joe?
Give me just a second.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
Okay. Because I really don't think he was a supervisor, because he wouldn't give me his last name, and most supervisors, most people in customer service, in my experience in the past, have always given me their name. And in the past, the supervisor has always called me back when there's been a problem. Because if there is a supervisor by the name of Joe, I would like his name, because I intend to write a complaint to the Better Business Bureau and to contest this with PayPal. Because this is really poor service to a long-standing customer.
Okay, so I'm going to transfer you back over to my supervisor, okay?
Joe,
he did inform me that you can be transferred back to him.
Okay.